When I went to the bar as a very young man, said I to myself, said I, I'll work on a new and original plan, said I to myself, said I. I'll never assume that a rogue or a thief is a gentleman worthy implicit belief, because his attorney has sent me a brief, said I to myself, said I. Ere I go into court, I will read my brief through, said I to myself, said I. And I'll never take work I'm unable to do, said I to myself, said I. My learned profession I'll never disgrace by taking a fee with a grin on my face, when I haven't been there to attend to the case, said I to myself, said I. I'll never throw dust in a juryman's eyes, said I to myself, said I. Or hoodwink a judge who is not overwise, said I to myself, said I. Or assume that the witnesses summoned in force in Exchequer, Queen's Bench, Common Pleas or Divorce have perjured themselves as a matter of course, said I to myself, said I. In other professions in which men engage, said I to myself, said I. The army, the navy, the church, and the stage. Said I to myself, said I. Professional license, if carried too far, your chance of promotion will certainly mar, and I fancy the rule might apply to the bar, said I to myself, said I.
Phyllis, Phyllis, to be taken from you just as I was on the point of making you my own. Oh, it's too much, it is too much.
My son in tears, and on his wedding day.
My wedding day, oh mother, weep with me, for the law has interposed between us, and the Lord Chancellor has separated us forever.
The Lord Chancellor? Oh, if he did but know.
If he did but know what?
No matter. The Lord Chancellor has no power over you. Remember, you are half a fairy. You can defy him down to the waist.
Yes, but from the waist downwards he can commit me to prison for years. Of what avail is it that my body is free if my legs are working out 7 years penal servitude?
True, but take heart. Our queen has promised you her special protection. I'll go to her and lay your peculiar case before her.
My beloved mother, how can I repay the debt I owe you?